When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
I don't fancy myself a great golfer at all. But watching Nick take a few swings does make me feel better about my game.
Hey, he did have.
But he's never done it before.
He's never. Well, he told me. I was talking to Taylor over here, and he said that when Nick went to learn, he didn't know if he was a lefty or a righty. He didn't even know which way to swing.
What hand do you write with?
He's a left-handed writer.
I write with my right hand, but I throw everything with my left hand.
How do you, when you played baseball, which way did you swing?
You've never played baseball.
You never swung anything in your life?
I mean, I've always swung right-handed.
Right-handed, yeah.
So that's a true shooter.
So that's what he was doing. Yeah, I throw right-handed and
wow.
I hit left-handed.
We got like a budding Pat Vendetti over here.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Except very unathletic.
Very unathletic, yeah. His swing could use some work, but you know what?
Ah.
He had a shot where it went in the air and it went a distance.
He had a shot where it went in the air.
Hey, that's what keeps you coming.
He had
two of them,
that
John.
Went in the air.
Hey, that's what keeps you coming back to golf, right? I know it's for me. I'll have 17 horrible holes the whole time. I'm like, I can't wait to go home. And then on 18, I get a birdie, and I'm like, let's do 18 more. He got to the white flag, John. I don't know, what's that, 100 yards down?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, well,
there you go.
100-yard boy.
Well, good for you.
Good for you, Nick. We're proud of you, man.
I did have a tee shot once that I almost caught, so I've had my moments, too.
I somehow hit it once because there was these teenage kids that rolled up behind us. I don't like playing around other people that I don't know. I always get really nervous.
Yeah.
These little teenagers roll up behind us. They're giggling. They're laughing. I don't know how. I topped the ball in a way where it somehow went down and got stuck in the grass. And then so I set it up, and they're giggling and laughing. I somehow did it again. And I was like, I'm dropping. I'll go out where you guys are, you know, 200 yards down the fairway.
Yeah, I don't know if I still am trying to figure out to this day how I did it. I must have just had the ball teed up way too high.
Yeah.
But I swung so far underneath it that the ball literally popped straight in the air and – you know, we were teeing off from the men's tees. And I realized that, oh, my God, I could catch this. So I just immediately just dropped my club and took off running. I thought, I'm going to make the best of this.
And
it had too much backspin, so I didn't catch it.
Oh.
But it was, like, right in front of the women's tees. But it popped up about 20 feet in the air
and
about, I don't know, 10 yards, 15 yards out. And I almost caught my own tee shot. It was one of the most amazing incompetent things I've ever done athletically
life. That's a good way to describe it. Amazingly incompetent.
It was amazingly incompetent.
He's got grass stains on his new shoes. That's because golf is outside, friends. That's what's awesome about today. We're outside.
Mario Golf's not in. Oh, here we go again. Nick talking about his basement and playing
video games
in his basement. Yeah.
He's always wanting to hang out in his basement with his Halloween vibe.
6-1 Creighton over Villanova in the eighth. The game doesn't really matter as much because the Jays have already clinched into the conference tournament. So they're just kind of just waiting for next week.
Yeah.
And Nebraska, meanwhile, is waiting for tonight.
They are. 6:35 first pitch.
6:35 first pitch. And tomorrow's game will be on Nebraska Public Media.
Oh, here we go. Any idea who's broadcasting that game, John?
Someone who's very, very cool, very...
No, I'm
very
not
hip.
On the. I'm not on the call.
Very cool, very hip.
What time is that game tomorrow?
6:30.
6:30. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, so you could have done the show?
No, I could not have done.
Interesting.
The show.
Interesting.
Because there's a call to the booth and all the other stuff. You got to get ready. I'm working with Brian Dunsing. I've never worked with Brian before, so we got.
What are you saying about Brian?
I'm not saying anything about Brian. We just you want to sit down. You want to chat a little bit.
Oh, okay.
You want to watch a little BP, etc., etc. Who are you to question anything, Mister? I've taken like 8 of the last 15 days off.
I took vacation. 8 of the last 15.
So am I.
I took 2 days off last week, John, 2.
So am I. I'm taking legal time
off.
That's
I'm proud of you. I'm happy for you. taking legal time off it's as opposed legal, to illegal
cool.
time off?
Well, sure. There's illegal time off.
Well, I hope that you have a great call. I hope that you're able to call a win for Nebraska. That'd be fun.
Yeah, they definitely need to win tonight because I don't want tomorrow's game to have no meaning whatsoever.
Oh, no, no. If they lost tonight, tomorrow could have meaning.
Well, could unless Purdue won.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
So technically, Nebraska could be eliminated tonight if
they lost. Oh, that would suck.
And if Purdue won over Maryland.
Ugh.
If that happened, then I believe, if my memory serves, Nebraska would be eliminated. We don't need that. They need
no.
to win tonight.
Yeah, I agree.
In fact, I'm going to stop by the ballpark tonight. I've not been for, just as a fan, just to kind of wander. And
for a long time.
Sit around and be amongst the folks.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Good.
Hopefully it's not as windy there as it is here.
And how many games have you prepped for this year for Nebraska that you haven't gotten to call where you're finally getting?
Well, just one.
Oh, just one? I thought there was another one in there.
Well, no, it was the Creighton game they did and then this one. So,
okay,
yeah.
Good.
But, yeah, be fun.
Yep.
Be fun tonight. And, and we'll talk to you on the air tomorrow.
Yeah, big time game.
And don't forget, tomorrow it's One Beer Friday, and it's Movie Club. What's the movie that you selected again?
Imitation Game.
The Imitation
Game. I started watching it. I'm an hour in. Kent Wagemann, actually, he texted me earlier today asking what movie it was. He was like, I know it's a Benedict Cumberbatch movie. What is it? And I told him. He goes, oh, yeah, the World War II movie. So now my Netflix feed is going to be full of more World War II stuff. I'm liking it. I'm an hour in. I'm liking it so far. It's definitely not as boring as Severe said it was. So that's good.
Yeah, he was out on that, man.
Yeah,
he
tweeted
really out on that.
Because of Nick's pick last week, he ended up doing a top 10 list on Twitter, movies to fall asleep to, and this was like number 7, I think. 7?
I think all of the Lord of the Rings movies were ahead of that, though.
Probably, yeah. That's what Michael says. He calls them the walking movies. Yeah, I agree.
I haven't seen them, but I tend to take Michael at his word on this one.
Do you?
Well, yeah. It does
seem violent. I don't understand this. There's lots of violence in these movies.
Just because there's violence. I mean,
it's not boring. They're just long.
There's
Liv Tyler.
There's violence in an average Rutgers football game. Doesn't mean Rutgers is fun to watch.
Oh, I love watching Rutgers games, and I can't wait to do it on a Friday night this October, the day before Texas A&M and Alabama. How awesome is that? That Nebraska plays the day before, so we don't have to worry about that, and we can watch Saban and Jimbo strangle each other on the sidelines. It's going to be great.
402-951-1620. We're getting close to the happy hour, and we're getting close to being joined by Ryan Vermeer, PGA professional, who finished his round today down in Tulsa at the PGA Championship. Unfortunately, he shot a 5-over.
Mm-hmm.
Rory McIlroy is still leading at 5-under, and I heard the update from Westwood One. Brooks Koepka soiled he said something about his mud all over his scorecard.
Oh.
Ooh, that sounds gross.
When you said he soiled, I thought you were going to say himself, and I was a little worried for old Brooksy.
Well, yeah, Brooksy's not doing well, and Bryson didn't even play.
Oh, what a bummer.
You know,
Bryson.
You know what? I'm glad. It couldn't happen to two better guys. They both can just go.
Oh, I like Brooks. You don't like Brooks?
He's whiny, too.
No.
Yes.
No.
Let them both whine themselves into, extinction.
Wow, John Bishop here for the extinction.
They both can go play in that Saudi tour. They both
wow.
are perfect for that.
All right.
Well, they might as well because they're not going to win the PGA this year. That's for sure.
Thomas texting in at 402-951-1620 says, despite wanting to see Damon do cartwheels, go Sparty. The idea of a Lincoln-less Big Ten tournament is just too tantalizing.
Wow. Wow. A Lincoln-less Big – wow.
Wow, Thomas, wow.
Can't you look out for the Omaha businesses?
Yeah, Thomas.
Who's going to drink all that extra Busch Light that they ordered?
I got you.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, but then I'd have to go to a baseball game.
I mean, it'll keep for a month.
KD, your boy KD, says Murder Boy wants to see coaches strangle each other. Surprise, surprise.
It's not surprising at all. It really isn't. 402-951-1620. When we come back, it's happy hour time. And – Gary Barta might be copying off of my homework.
Wow.
That Josh also copied off of.
What?
That and maybe some little insight into what the Big Ten is looking at for their future alignment. All coming up here in the happy hour, live from Tiburon Golf Course. First Tee Omaha free kids golf clinic. You still have time to bring your kids out and get free golf lessons so you can start your kids off with a swing that looks better than Nick's.
Definitely. Definitely.
That should be the goal. In fact, if you want to bring your kids out and do a swing off. See who has a better swing, your child or Nick. We could do that.
And congrats to your child.
Well, what do you mean? You just used some clubs. Well, you could borrow some clubs.
Nick, I got some left-handed clubs in my car. You can see how you feel with those. There you go.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Coming back to Tiburon Golf Course after this on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.